Texte numéro 13. Ambitions as deep as their pockets. A new generation of daredevils is seeking to plunge through nearly 7 miles of seawater to the deepest spot of the Pacific Ocean that is veiled in perpetual darkness. The place, known as the Challenger Deep, is so far removed from the warming rays of the sun that its temperature is close to 0 degrees Celsius. The would-be explorers can afford to live their dreams because of their extraordinarily deep pockets. Significantly, their ambitions far exceed those of the world's seafaring nations, which have no plans to send people so deep. The billionaires and millionaires include James Cameron, the director of Avatar and The Abyss, the airline mogul Richard Branson, and the internet guru Eric E. Schmidt. Each is building, planning to build, or financing the construction of mini-submarines meant to transport them, their friends, and scientists into the depths. Entrepreneurs talk of taking tourists down as well. The vehicles, meant to hold 1 to 3 people, are estimated to cost anywhere from $7 to $40 million. The first dive is scheduled for later this year. The rush is happening now in part because of advances in materials, batteries, and electronics, which are lowering the cost and raising the capabilities of submersibles. Still, the challenges are formidable. 5 years ago, Mr. Cameron formed a team that has been quietly building a submersible along traditional lines, only smaller. The steel personnel sphere is just 4 feet wide and will accommodate just one person. The sphere underwent a successful pressure test in September 2009. Mr. Cameron said his team had overcome major problems with foam meant to buoy the heavy sphere. The filmmaker added that he was talking to oceanic institutes about developing long-term relationships for use of the submersible. "We've gotten a pretty resounding response from the science community," he said, "because they have such limited funding and access to these deep environments." Perhaps the least visible of the entrepreneurs is Mr. Schmidt, the executive chairman of Google, and the founder of the Schmidt Ocean Institute and the Schmidt Research Vessel Foundation. Mr. Schmidt has also financed the development of an advanced submersible designed by Deep Ocean Exploration and Research, a San Francisco company. The goal is not a stunt dive to the Challenger Deep, but a world asset capable of providing scientists with unlimited access to the deep ocean. If anyone thinks of the new explorers as grown-up children playing with expensive toys, ocean veterans reply that there is ample scientific justification for creating new technologies that can regularly plumb the full depth of the ocean, which covers more than 70% of the planet, yet remains poorly explored. Adapted from the New York Times, August 2011.